Nintendo just released a big Switch OS update, firmware 20.0, and it seems to be the big update to get us ready for Switch 2. Are you excited?
Yes, we are one step closer to the Switch 2. That is absolutely the feeling that I got after this, and I was scrolling through the patch notes that they put out and thought, oh, there's actually a lot in this. And obviously, Nintendo had kind of given themselves this deadline of the end of the month to roll out this virtual game card feature, and they did, but there's a lot of other cool stuff in there too, so it's fun to poke around.
Yes, we're going to dig through this pretty big update and go through all the little details. There might be a few things in here that you may not have realized was in here. It's exciting to see that we are getting stuff ready on our Switch 1s for the eventual transfer, if you're getting a Switch 2 for the eventual big transfer to Switch 2. So, yeah, it just means we're getting closer, I guess. But first big update is the Switch home screen.
Yeah, bam, right out of the gate. Bam. You can see there's a whole bunch more icons that are on that bottom row. And a lot of those same icons that if you look at the Switch 2 home menu, oh, now the two look actually quite similar.
Right.
Because they have added the game share icon, which is the one kind of right there in the middle with those like
little
data waves.
Green line things.
Feeding into it. And then the virtual game cards is a little bit more on the right, the little game card with the arrow on it. So now the two OSs look quite similar.
Right. And of course, those are the two big features that Nintendo has been talking about for Switch 2. It's good that there's sort of some interconnectivity between the two in case you got friends that haven't quite switched over yet. You can still share your games, and that's pretty nice.
Yeah, so there's four big things that, well, I don't know if we can call them all big, but four things in here that we want to talk about. The virtual game cards, the game sharing, what they added for the system transfer to the Switch 2, and then also a little behind-the-scenes work they did to the eShop as well that we want to check out. But let's start talking about these virtual game cards, which I know when the Nintendo Direct happened at the end of March, you seem to be a little confused about what these are. So I'm just curious about your level of understanding of this now, because I'll admit it is a complicated feature. So I think it's like, we can talk through this ourselves and try and come to grips with what exactly this is.
Yeah. On the surface, I was actually really excited about this feature. And, you know, you and I, will be using this feature, I think, a lot, because before we would have, you know, for a game that maybe one person just wanted to dabble a little bit and one person had, this is a great feature for us. But there is a lot of fine print. And that is where I started to get a little bit confused, because again, on the surface, it sounds great. It sounds like a cool thing for you to have with your friends, being able to share games virtually. But I do want to go through the fine print, because I still just want to make sure that I'm completely clear on how this feature works.
Yeah. And it's a case where even the fine print has its own fine print. So
oh, good.
I think the best thing to do, honestly, is like if you still have questions, like just try it out for yourself and see what you can and can't do, because your eyes could get loopy like reading all of that. It works this way. Oh, because there's just so much of that. Oh my gosh.
What kind of games can you share with me today?
But basically, it depends on what I want to share. It basically allows for sharing of digital games the same way that you would with a physical game. And I thought they had a nice little graphic for it in the Nintendo Direct in that little trailer that they had where you see the virtual game pop out of the system of one.
And then like...
And go right into the others. So on the surface, it's like, oh, well, that's a nice feature that adds some cool convenience to it. But yeah, let's go through the specifics of how it works and see if we can make sense of this. So you can share a game. You can share a game for 14 days, at which point it gets returned to you. I do believe if you want it back sooner than 14 days, you as the owner, you can hit a button and do that. Once the game is shared, it's off of your system. So if I share a game with you, I don't have access to it anymore.
You cannot play it while I have it.
Like a game card, there's only one thing that's getting passed around both ways.
And if you need the game for, a lot of people are like, well, what if it's a really long game and I need it for more than 14 days? I believe you can reshare it for another 14 days.
And
you do it in 14-day increments,
right?
Basically.
And your save data as the recipient, the loney or the loner? Oh no, I don't know. But the person recipient, receiving,
yes,
you make new save data, and that save data stays
is on your system.
Yes, even if you give the game back, so correct. That's nice. You can only do one game at a time with a person. Mm-hmm. I can't loan out my whole library to you, unfortunately. And you can do this with up to three systems at a time. So some basic limitations there. You know, they want people focused on an individual game at a time. That's fine. So you have to be part of the same Nintendo Switch family group.
This is the area where I was a little bummed out by, because we do have a wonderful, thriving community that this feature would actually be pretty awesome to use. But unfortunately, it is limited to your Switch family group, which I believe is also has a limited number of people that you can put into it.
Right. So. And then there's also this other point that I've seen people talk about. I haven't had a chance to try this feature myself yet, unfortunately, but people are saying it's saying you need to be in close proximity of somebody else to do the shares. So this does really narrow down the potential
who you're sharing
use
with
case of this. Mm-hmm. But I can understand why they did it. It's like, look, this is not the public library. This is not, and I you can imagine all sorts of scenarios. Somebody, oh, I'm running a game rental business off of my Switch. Pay me
so
however
cool.
much. I'll let you borrow my games. Like I can just imagine.
Yeah,
like
the all economy, of these, the economy around game share.
All of these scenarios that Nintendo must have thought up of, like, oh, well, we have to draw the line at this, or if somebody does this, that's not a scenario that we want. So they've put some guardrails on this, but I think the being in close proximity stuff, like, it kind of hurts the point of the family. It's like, well, what if my brother is on the other side of the country?
That's the thing. Yeah.
Then you kind of can't do that. So that's a bit of a bummer. So how are you feeling now after going through some of this fine print?
It's cool, but not as cool as I thought. Definitely. I really thought, you know, when I first saw this, I was like, oh great, we can have like sort of a Kit and Krista, you know, sharing kind of community. We can all share games. That's going to be cool. But yeah, it's a little bit more limited than I thought. Good thing you and I are in close proximity and are part of the same family group. I do think you're probably the person that I'll be sharing games with the most. You look like you don't want to, but whatever, I don't care. So I hope that people at least have a few friends sort of that meet this criteria they can, you know, use this feature with, because it's a nice feature. And the other thing that's really cool about this is that the DLC can also be shared.
Yes, that's like a standalone thing. So if
it's kind of nice.
If you have the game but not the DLC, that can be shared. So there's some flexibility with that.
Yeah, yeah.
If you go into that new menu that they added, you can see your whole library of all your stuff. And it said that I had like 489 individual things.
Please share this with me.
And I was a little bit confused of like, oh, you need to load this or load that to have it appear on your home screen. It's like, well, I already had the stuff that was on my system on my home screen. So again, that's one of those things where it's like, I just need to spend a bit more time actually
poking around in it,
clicking through it to see what it actually does. Because I mean, I already had a full system with stuff on it. Not everything. Mm-hmm. I can't fit 480 something pieces on there. But stuff was already there. So something people have been talking about and lamenting is that there was previously another way that was a little bit under the radar, but that Nintendo did talk about on their support page for some time, a way to share a game with two systems that were both online at the same time. And again, it's a pretty specific use case, so it's not something that everybody needed to do. And honestly, I don't know if you ever did this. I didn't ever do this.
I never did this, yeah.
Myself.
It was more so like, I feel like it wasn't really like a consumer-facing feature that they were talking about. It was for like a very specific kind of situation that you may find yourself in.
Right.
Yeah.
But there was a way to do that, and it seems that now with this update, that is no longer available. So there are some people who are upset saying like, oh, that actually worked perfectly for my use case, and this is not quite as good. So I have seen some chatter about that. So I think just to wrap up our discussion on this feature, I am curious to ask, like, why do you think they added this feature in the first place? They want people to buy games. Why are they adding this feature where maybe you now don't need to buy a game?
Yeah, I think this is all a bigger picture thing in their strategy of this long-term thing they have to do now to move this like mass audience that is on Switch 1 to Switch 2. We've talked about this transition endlessly, and there's lots of different ways you can do that. But one thing is pretty certain for Nintendo is this is going to take some time. This is not going to be like, overnight, June 5th, flip the Switch, 150 million people are going to be playing Switch 2. So I do think that this is a way for them to kind of keep the Switch 1 player base active. Like, some people might need a little bit more time to move over to Switch 2. This way, they still feel like they're sort of part of the bigger ecosystem. And then slowly Nintendo can like incentivize them to move over. So I do think that's the first step. And they do show a lot of this like interconnectivity between Switch 1 and Switch 2 to kind of like prove that point.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Yeah, and I think it's a positive for them to have people who aren't yet moving over to a Switch 2 to keep playing their Switch, because that's probably the one of the best things that you could do to make people want a Switch. Of like, oh, I'm playing these Nintendo games, I'm enjoying these Nintendo games, but I know there's this bigger thing, this newer thing that I can aspire to and hopefully get to. And it's like, you know, Doug Bowser said in his own words, and not everybody can afford a Switch 2.
Ouch, Doug.
Everybody's got different reasons for making the decision of when they want to move over. But, you know, they've touted that so much. Oh, so many people are still playing. Over 100 million people are still playing. They want to keep that number high because they know that's going to be an incentive for people to move over. I think it's also for them, having people buy digital games is a best case scenario.
It's really profitable for them.
They make the most money on that. They don't have, they don't have to create a physical thing. They don't have to put it on a piece of memory. They don't have to ship it out. They don't have to deal with a retailer who's taking a cut. They get it all themselves.
Right.
So this does make a digital game more appealing, a little bit more appealing than it was before. So if some people who are on the fence are like, well, I don't know what to do. Just get it digital. You can share it with your friend. Don't worry about it. Just buy it.
Exactly. I think this is also like a big push for them. And they've been doing like slowly doing that. I don't think they're going to be like ever, you know, digital only. They're definitely going to still have physical carts and physical games. That's an important thing for them. But they do want to incentivize you where you can, where they can, to have people that are sort of on the fence about whether to choose digital or physical to choose digital, because it is way more profitable for them. So that is, you know, that's why they had a big push behind the eShop. That's why they're doing such, you know, so much more around, you know, digital, this digital game share stuff. Later on, there's going to be, you know, we're going to be talking about virtual game cards, all that stuff. You know, that is a thing that they know that they can make a lot of money off of us.
So that's a feature we'll be spending some time with when we get back together. Game share is the next feature. And this is really a tease, because there's actually nothing that you can do with this feature now. But in the future, this is going to be basically like the Nintendo DS download play for people who remember that, where one person who has a game can kind of beam just the right amount of data for other people on another system to play that with them. And it's only going to work for supported games. Clubhouse Game was the big example that they were touting in the Nintendo Direct when they were showing this off. And I do wonder in the future how many games are going to support this, because it's a little bit of extra work for the developer. But for multiplayer, I mean, DS download play was a really nice feature. So I hope
we used it a lot.
I hope that they over deliver on that. But the way it works is the game share must be initiated from a Switch 2. So again, right now you have the button on your system, but there's no Switch 2 out there to actually give you the data. So now you can tap it. You can look longingly at it. I press the button to say receive from Switch 2, and it kind of
there's no Switch 2 to receive from.
There was no Switch 2 in my proximity, I did nothing with it. Oh well.
I do remember a cool feature that Nintendo did back in the DS download play days is that you could beam it from like if you were at a store that had a Switch 2 or a DS, you could beam the game from the store and test out a demo that way. That was a pretty cool feature.
That is a cool feature.
This is a cool feature. Again, this is, you know, a thing where if you have someone in your circle that has a Switch 2, this is a great showcase of like, wow, look at the brand new shiny fancy thing. And if you're on a Switch 1, maybe this will incentivize you to move over. But it also makes it so it's easy for you to, you know, play a multiplayer game that you don't have with someone in your friend circle, which is a nice, it's a nice thing.
Yeah.
I do wonder, like you were saying, you know, they sort of touted Clubhouse Games as the big example for this. I do wonder what caliber of game will be getting this feature, because obviously, you know, they have to balance that with, well, this game is a little too premium for us to put on a game share. You're going to have to pay $80 for that to play it.
Or who knows? Maybe there's games that technically like, oh, this game is so fast twitch. Like, it's not going to be a good experience. We don't know yet.
We don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does Mario Kart World have game share? Or do you have to pay, you know, $80 for just
Well, we're all going to be paying $80.
I pay $50.
Good for you.
I pay $50.
You keep telling yourself that.
I will.
The Switch 2 system transfer is the next feature. And this is buried a little bit. This is if you go into the system settings and then the system menu, you can find this kind of down at the bottom. And there's a couple different things that you can do, some of which are interesting. I'm not sure one of these things that we knew you'd be able to do this before.
Yeah.
So they do just have the, hey, if you have both systems, hit this button and the share will happen. We've all done that before.
Will tiny Pikmin come and carry my data across?
I mean, we can dream that the tiny Pikmin will be back.
That's my only time where I like the Pikmin is when they carry
my data.
And they've
said that they have cooked up an efficient way to do this, which I hope is true, because I remember some truly
terrified,
harrowing moments doing this on different 3DS systems. But the Switch take on this has been a lot better, I will admit.
I'm always terrified every time.
Well, if you want to get a little bit more terrified, you can try this new feature.
This one, I was like, no way.
So now there is, you know, they have envisioned scenarios where people are going to be selling their Switch before they get the Switch 2. Maybe they need the money to buy a Switch 2.
The trade-in stuff.
Trade-ins.
GameStop was really talking about how much money you'll get for the trade-in.
So this is a feature you can literally do right now, which is you can upload your data to the cloud and have it waiting for you to download when you finally get your Switch 2. I was buttoning through this morning. I came dangerously close. I was like, oh no, I'm like right at the moment. I was like, no, get me out of here. I'm terrified. Ah!
Bail out!
Yeah, bail out. Oh my gosh. But you can do this now. It will be safely in the cloud.
Will it?
It looks like you can set an expiration date for up to 1 year. And yeah, we got some images of this. It goes to the server. That's kind of the middle ground for it. And then eventually when you've got your Switch 2, you can have it go there. What is your confidence level in doing this? And we should say, after you do this, your Switch is wiped.
Oh, I have
It's like a factory reset. Will you be doing this?
No. Why would I do this? Terrible, scary prospect.
I don't know if it's terrible. I mean, it could be useful, but hopefully it works.
I am pretty nervous about this one. I mean, maybe it works. Maybe I'm just not, you know, technologically savvy enough to understand the back end of how this works to give me that confidence. But on the surface, especially with Nintendo stuff and Nintendo servers, I'm like not very trusting of something like this. I can only imagine a variety of scenarios where, like, what if the server goes down and you can't get your stuff back? What if someone hacks the server and then like deletes all your stuff? Like, I don't know. Is that possible? Is that a possibility? My mind is racing.
Anything is possible. Jeez.
So I mean, I'm not trading in. So I'm
all right.
Gonna not do this.
Well, so to the point of trade-ins, GameStop did say that they were running this program where you could do this. And I know we had a few people in our community talk to their GameStop about, hey, how exactly is this gonna work? And most of them came back saying, we don't know. So maybe this is the intended use, and I don't know how GameStop's going to space it out if you're buying from them, where I don't know if it's like, hey, you need to have done this beforehand, or hey, you can do this from the store. I don't know if they want people squatting in the store for however long it takes to upload.
Yeah, I wonder about their data. That.
But I don't know. Maybe we will be learning more about that soon if you are buying from GameStop and if you intend to trade, kind of how that sequence of events will work to efficiently get your Switch to.
I hope they don't force you to do this thing, though, this like upload to the cloud, upload to the
server. Well, how else are you going
to
do it?
I hope they let you do it in the store with your system and then just hand them your you know,
all right. Well, hopefully they give you a tiny folding chair because it could take a while.
Hopefully you bring your own tiny folding chair.
All of this could take a while. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it could take a while, but I think it's safer than, you know, putting it out there and then, like, giving yourself a deadline and then wiping your entire system and then hoping it works.
Krista's calling in from her Amish community today because she doesn't trust technology.
This is nerve-wracking.
But she's very excited for the Switch, too.
This
We're moving
very
on
nerve-wracking.
To something very exciting. The eShop is now red.
Oh, my gosh.
Breaking news. The eShop is now red. I repeat, the eShop is red. The eShop had been orange
for a long time, since the 3DS.
Since its conception in the early 2010s, it is now red. Thoughts on this?
Fine.
You don't care.
I don't care.
It does look slightly ominous, the color of
red.
Oh,
you think it's scary? Nintendo is red.
The wipes of red go back and forth. It's like, oh, okay.
Blood splurts.
I mean, ultimately, who cares? But we do have to pour one out for our tiny orange bag friend.
Our bag friend.
We will know goodbye forever.
Well, bag friend is still there, just white now.
Well.
White on red.
Our bag friend had actually been gone for a while, but. In orange form, we shan't be seeing it ever again.
Oh, bag friend.
Some people have claimed that after this update, the eShop loads a little bit faster. And I checked this out for myself.
I don't know, guys.
That initial screen where it is kind of swiping back and forth, I thought, well, maybe that was a tiny bit faster. But as I was going through the actual eShop itself, I didn't really see a difference. So
Placebo effect.
This is not something that Nintendo is touting. I don't know. Maybe Digital Foundry will have a two-hour video stop watching them going through the eShop. But for now, I'm like, I don't really know.
I really think it's placebo.
It's like, quite possible.
It's like, here, hold this rock. This rock will make sure you don't get attacked by a bear.
Yes, this rock will change your life. High hopes that the Switch 2 eShop will run great, but that has nothing to do with this update that we're talking about here.
Right. I think so.
Finally.
Oh my gosh.
File this under miscellaneous. Many player icons have been updated. Most notably Donkey Kong, who now has been updated to
his new look,
his new design in both 3D form and the 2D hand-drawn icons.
Yes.
The 2D version doesn't look that different, I will say.
I'm very closely looking.
How angular are his eyebrows is really the only difference.
Yes. He looks a little menacing in the 2D version in the old style. In the new one, he looks friendly.
There's some other, like, look at this blue Pikmin that has fallen down. Now you can better see him, his face crashing
into
the ground.
His little eyes. Yeah. Yellow Pikmin's head is a little higher up.
There's just a little
What is the difference between the two question blocks?
Your face is getting very close to the screen.
This is like the Highlights magazine.
I think
shade of yellow
looks slightly different. Yeah, some of these are more subtle than others. But look at the eyes. Look at Luigi's eyes. I could stare into Luigi's eyes all day now.
Oh, his
radiant
expression is
blue.
Is just gorge. I love it.
Yeah.
Mario, yeah, less shadowy from the hat.
Yes.
Yoshi is very cute. That's different green.
As a true narcissist, my player icon is my me, and I don't plan to change it anytime soon.
Oh, so yeah, mine is definitely my me.
This means nothing to me, but interesting stuff. So there you have it. Pretty big update. Yes. More than we expected. But again, most importantly, it feels like, oh, we're getting so close. We're just about like a month away now. So it's like,
I know.
We're getting tantalizingly close.
We're getting close. The transitions are slowly happening. You know, Nintendo is definitely slowly transitioning us. They're kind of doing this like double thing with the Switch 1 and Switch 2. So we'll probably be seeing this kind of stuff for a little while as we get closer. Yeah, we've both been so curious about what the month of May is going to feel like, because April was just a wild ride of so many things that happened. May could be a little bit lighter as we approach June 5th. you know, more things could happen in May. Who knows? But yes, it does feel like we're getting tantalizingly close to the launch of Switch 2, which is very exciting. All right.
There you have it.
There you have it. Hopefully you, if you have a Switch 1, you have downloaded your firmware update. Tell us in the comments how many things you have in your system.
Do you have more than me?
Kit has how many? 480?
489, I think.
Okay, I haven't checked mine yet, but see if you can beat Kit.
Please do.
Let us know in the comments how many things you have. All right, we're going to wrap this video up and see you guys later. Bye.
Bye.